5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I normally know everything.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Really, you reckon?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, she's a beautiful day. Magnificent. Well, let's just celebrate that for a second in the world's best city. And nice to see you, Fat. We've got Damien Christoph on his way in. Well, Skyping in, because these are different times. But we need to speak to Damo about the coronavirus, but also about immune systems and whether you should get a flu shot. Lots we need to get around
Super
with him. And
foods.
Then I see back of the old book here.
Yep.
This worries me.
What?
Phone topic. Let's engage the family. Bill.
Yep.
So every time you set up a phone topic, it falls flat on its ass.
No, it doesn't,
no, it
Jim.
Does.
And this has got something to do with Usain.
Right.
Bolt.
Oh, no. There's just an example. There's an example of something falling flat on its ass. So anyway, what's going on, Fat? There's plenty happening in the world. Nice to see you.
Well, g'day to you, Jimmy boy. Great to see you. And you, Rabsy.
You won't be able to go to the pub. Because the pub is shut. That doesn't mean you can have all your mates round to home and get on the beers. That's not appropriate.
That's not appropriate. Daniel, we know the pubs are shut because you shut them yesterday.
Yeah, you shut them up, Dan.
And he shouldn't have said beers. He should have said, you don't get on the frothies. Come on, Daniel, get with it. But he's leading well. I'm happy with Daniel, leader.
Right.
A couple of things that probably won't go ahead. The A-League have postponed their season,
well,
Jimmy boy.
Had to happen.
Yeah, as have the NRL, of course. Mm-hmm. They're a couple of weeks behind the AFL. So they've and the Tokyo Olympics, very unlikely. Guess who told me that, Jim?
Who?
Dick Pound.
Dickhead Pound.
Dick Pound, Jim.
I know. You just like saying his name, don't
Dick
you?
Dick Pound. That's, no, I
know. You just keep saying it, the full name.
Like Cockburn.
Dick Pound.
That's it, Jim.
Look at him.
I can't
Bill
properly.
Just gets a stupid head on as soon as that bloke's name comes up.
What name?
That's like Ken Cunnington.
Dick Pound. Dick.
Look at him. He's just a child in a child's body.
Well, guess what I've done today, Jim?
What have you done today,
I've been to the dentist. They're still
really?
Open.
Oh, actually.
And I've had a root canal.
Oh, no. Listen to
I
him.
I think I went with
rabbits,
last
don't
year.
Even laugh at that. Look, that's embarrassing.
I know. Hey, wipe your hands in front of me. But there are a couple of things still on the TV.
No, well, because, Bill, there's no sports wrap, of
there's,
course.
There's
Assorbent,
true.
Wipes.
Oh, Wipes McGee.
Wipes McGee. We still haven't heard from Wipes.
Come on, Wipes.
Come on, Wipes.
Assorbent, thank you very much, because there are some live sport on TV. Let me go through them, Jim. ESPN Championship Puppies.
What?
Or pups. This is a live event happening right now on ESPN, Jim.
Right.
Puppies, little
as
dogs.
In dogs, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Oh, no. Puppies as in little dogs.
No,
Jim.
No, I know what a puppy
show
is.
Their skills and smarts in a world championship.
Right.
That is happening live on TV.
So that's live sport you can watch.
I'll give you something else. What about this one? The International Club Championship Division of the US Open Frisbee.
So you can still frisbee.
US Open Frisbee. 36 of the best teams in the world for men's, mixed, and women.
Where can they keep going?
Well, I don't know, but they're still the US Open World Frisbee. Right. Another one?
Yes.
This is from Tucson. The top 64 axe throwers from around the world compete to crown the world axe throwing competition or
See,
champion.
I mean, this is all very nice, Bill, but how are they allowed from around the world to congregate when we're in the middle of this pandemic?
Because we don't want gatherings.
No.
So there's 64 of the best axe throwers.
Axe throwers,
what about this one? You'll love this one,
yes,
Jim.
Go on.
It's the ACL cornhole battle.
Bill!
It's a corn.
What the hell are you on?
Jim,
has
I'm
that
not
dentist
on...
injected you with something?
Kick off the 2020.
Have you been on the laughing gas?
No, I have.
What the hell is wrong with
this
you?
This is the cornhole
Bill,
championship.
I don't know that that language is appropriate, even at 6 o'clock.
Well, you go with the romper stomper the other day.
Bill.
This is in Fort Lauderdale.
No,
Jim,
Bill.
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim?
What is it? Explain it
well,
quickly.
Well, it's like a sack or a bag of a beanbag type thing.
Yes.
And they throw it at a board, and you can get 3 points or 1 point.
Right.
And
darts, but with a little bag.
Yeah, with a corn.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill.
Whole bag. Obviously full of corn.
Righto, that'll do us. I don't think Sorbonne have got their money's worth.
I tell you what, you reckon you knew old Wipes, and we haven't heard from Wipes, McGee.
After that crap you've just served up, he won't be getting in touch with us.
I want to talk later about the football and the AFL players.
Right. We'll get to that later.
And Chris Scott.
Damien Christophe is joining us next, and you need to be listening when he speaks.
Nutritionist, naturopath, chiropractor, and wellness industry expert. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Dr. Damien Christophe.
It's time we checked in with him. We've got him on Skype, Fat. Can you believe that?
Where's Skype?
Welcome, Damo.
Somewhere in the cloud, Billy. How are you, boys? You guys well?
Wait, we're squeaking by. What about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. It's different time, isn't it? Like, it's weird. Just everything's kind of happening in a virtual sense. But this is the day we're in at the moment. This is the age.
It is.
It's interesting.
It is what it is, Damo. And you're still operating physios, chiropractors, all that?
Yeah, physios, chiros, osteos, we're all considered essential health. And so at this stage, where it's still important that we're available to lighten the load on the health system. So we've just got to keep on chipping away and doing our job and keeping our place clean and try to, you know, flatten the curve as much as what everybody else is as well.
Hey, tell us, are we as a country taking this whole thing seriously enough? Because I reckon there's a lot of Australians that believe this is a storm in a teacup and we're, you know, I'm not sure our laid-back attitude is quite grasping how serious this is.
Yeah, I don't think the virus takes notice of our laid-back attitude, I have to admit there, JB. I think, look, even a couple of weeks ago, I was saying, oh, jeepers, I think we're overreacting. But as you see what's happening around the rest of the world, you look at what's happening in all of Europe, and that's just gone mental. And you look at the United States, that's gone mental as well.
Italy,
I know. Well, that's the leader there, isn't it? And so they've well overtaken what was happening in China. It seems now that it's particularly more important that we look to those countries to see what they've been doing to kind of, you know, control this. And I think as a population, we've probably been a bit too relaxed. It's nice to see that our Prime Minister is taking it pretty seriously. And of course, seeing what the state premiers are doing, they're taking it seriously too. So I think we've just got to be better behaved and be a bit more careful about it.
Spot on. Italy, Jim, yesterday, 651 people died and 1,000 on the weekend.
Yep.
So, which is unbelievable, but we got to take it seriously. And I think Dan Andrews done a really good job, by the way. But the gatherings worry me now with school holidays. And I was just talking to my sister about this, and she's stopped her kids going to gatherings because these young kids get around there and a gathering can be 5 to 25, 30 people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's right. This is the thing. And so this is where it spreads. And, you know, chatting with some colleagues of mine who work in the hospital system, they're saying that they're now seeing young kids, you know, or adolescents coming in with the COVID spread. And so, you know, it's now, I suppose, a problem that's not just contained to people of, you know, the octogenarian age. You know, you don't have to be 80 or 70 years old to get this thing and have complications. You could be quite young now. So I think the time is now that we've got to be vigilant and diligent about protecting each other and keeping each other, I suppose, well behaved.
All right. So, what is the end game here? Is the flattening of the curve? We all understand because we can't have our hospitals inundated. We don't have the ICU beds, etc. End game, Damo, that there is a vaccine and an antidote? Is that what's going to put this thing to an end, or is it one of those things where we just stretch it out so that we don't get the hospital smashed, but we're all probably going to get a look at it at some stage anyway?
Yeah, that's a great question, JB. I think, you know, they're accelerating the rate at which this vaccine will be developed to go out into the public space, which will be hugely beneficial for the population at large. There's many other ways in which you can also protect your immune system. Not protect your immune system, but boost your immune system.
Yes.
And I think what's really important to understand is that this particular virus is a virus that's mutated, and our white blood cells have not had the ability to mount an immune response to it an appropriate, because we've never been exposed to this kind of virus. And that's what the problem is that this is a mutated strain of coronavirus. All viruses mutate. So our flu viruses, our cold viruses, they all change slightly every single year, which makes it a little bit more challenging for our body to mount an immune response to it. This one in particular has a significant mutation away from what our body would otherwise normally recognize. So where we might get a common cold, we might have had another type of coronavirus, and there's, I think there's about 7 or 8 different types of coronaviruses, and this one has been coined COVID-19. This particular one has mutated significantly enough that our immune system's not picking it up as easily as what it might another type of virus. And so this is what the alarm is that it's difficult for our immune system to mount an appropriate response. We did think that that children will be immune from it. And maybe if they got symptoms, it'd be relatively, you know, short-lived. But that's not always the case in every single case. So I think we've just got to be very, very, I suppose, particular about, you know, who we're hanging out with and where we're going, but also do everything you can to improve your immune system's function. Right. And I'll talk more about that in a moment.
Yeah, we're going to get to that next. I'm also going to ask whether you should have a flu shot if you can indeed get one. So, Damo, stick around. We've got more with you.
Yep. Dr. Damien Christoph.
Good to have him in, of course, any time, but certainly with what's going on at the moment. Yeah. Now, flu shot, Damo, is that something people should do? I know they're in short supply, but if you can get one, should you get one?
Well, again, this is another one of those ways in which you can protect your and support your immune system to fight different types of proteins. So the proteins that have been selected, that have been put into the flu shot, will have been predicted. So they're things that are, I suppose, looked at by health professionals, medical health professionals and scientists to try and work out, you know, what are we going to be exposed to and how could we best prevent, you know, the spread of this particular flu. And so in some years it's been very, very successful. In other years it hasn't been that successful, but it does offer some protection for some, you know, members of the public. It won't protect us from the coronavirus.
Right.
That's not actually in this flu vaccine. But it may help people who are challenged with their immune system or have a weakened immune system. It may actually assist them in mounting a more appropriate immune response to the flus that are in that vaccine. So hopefully the ones they've chosen are the right ones.
Yeah, well, I like to have a flu shot every year. I reckon it helps me, Jim, so I'm going to have one again. Now, Doc, this is very important. I'm just letting the people know, the Rush Hour family, go and get a pen and a paper. A bit of paper, because you're going to tell us the superfoods to help boost our immune system. This is very important. Just give them another little. They're just trying to find a pen in the drawer.
Fact. Just working a bit of theatre into it.
Here we go. Righto, here they are. The superfoods to help boost your immune system.
We've got to have a load of vitamin C. It's really important. Vitamin C has been shown to increase our white blood cells. That's important. Now, white blood cells are our immune system, so we want to make sure we've got lots of white blood cells circulating through our body. Now, the particular type of white blood cells that manage viral infections are natural killer cells. And so they're a type of white blood cell that specifically find faulty cells, faulty tissues, and then they attack those tissues. So these are the types of cells that manage virus infection and different types of cancer. Right,
so get on with them.
You want them. So we're saying zinc, vitamin C. We also want things like different types of mushrooms, so reishi mushroom, shiitake mushroom. They've been shown to improve things.
Mushrooms.
But also a herb called andrographis is really, really effective in actually raising your natural killer cells. So there's a couple of little things. Now, antioxidants are particularly beneficial. So blueberries, carrots, all those sorts of things will help boost your immune system. Whether or not these are going to fight the coronavirus, we don't know. But you can do whatever you possibly can to boost your immune system, and then maybe that'll keep your immune system great enough that you'll protect yourself from other type of infection and maybe even the coronavirus.
A watermelon I've got down here, which I would have thought would be just water.
Ever listen to Bill.
And a bit of melon.
So you're saying watermelons consist of just water?
Water and a bit of melon.
And some seeds.
And seeds, yes. Yogurt, spinach, sweet potato and broccoli.
Yeah, well, all of those vegetables and fruits contain different chemicals, polyphenols, that will actually act as antioxidants, and the antioxidant action can assist in fighting infection. So that's what that'll be for, and that will improve your, you know, immune response to different bugs. But those things I said before, zinc, vitamin C, andrographis, and the types of mushrooms, reishi, shiitake, maitake mushrooms, those sorts of things, they will boost your natural killer cells, and that will offer you huge support.
How do you boost your immune system against having your kids in your house permanently?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I'm being serious.
Well, they do bring bugs in, and they often don't show lots of symptoms, kids. Often the symptom they show is snot, and that's about all. So having them around you, in fact, is a really nice form of immune stimulation, because they will bring in microdoses, and their immune system is so effective at mounting an immune response that they're getting antibodies built all the time. So they're sharing that with you as well. So it's kind of good. Get lots of skin-to-skin contact and cuddles. But,
Damo,
you know,
I'm talking more about the pain in the ass of having them around. I'm serious. I'm 2 days in, fat.
I thought you were serious.
Homeschooling.
No, homeschooling at the moment, Damo. They're about to get javelined into the next house.
Well, fortunately, the bottle shops are still open, I reckon. So you've got to help a few people. On a serious note, I think you've still got to give them time to themselves. They've got to, you know, have some downtime. It can't all be about school.
Yes.
Send them to their rooms and give yourself a bit of time. Just say, okay, it's time out, guys. Off you go. Go do your thing. I'm going to go do my thing. And just give yourself some space, because it's quite easy just to, you know, be enveloped with each other too much.
But you can still, before we let you go, you can still go to the park and kick the footy. You're still allowed to do that sort of stuff, aren't you? Or is that not allowed anymore?
No, I think you can. I think that's still an option for us. We're not in phase three lockdown yet. But if we get to phase three or phase four, then, of course, not even a note from the doctor will let you do that.
Hey, Damo, are you allowed to have a shag?
Okay, Bill, what? Come on, Bill.
Are you still allowed to do that, Damo? Is that okay?
I think so, yeah, as long as you know the person, Billy.
Yeah, that would help. Oh, Bill.
Oh, no.
Hey, Damo, great chatting to you. DamienChristoff.com.
Jim.
I'll do that again.
What are you thinking, Jim?
Good thing we're pre-recorded.
No, we're going with that.
DamienChristoff.com. And now tell me what this next one is. Vital Lifestyles? What is this?
You know, yeah, that's my practice. That's the chiropractic practice in Sandringham. That's where I practice.
And it's V-I-D-A-L, Vital?
Vida
Lifestyles. Nice. VidaLifestyles.com. Hey, great chatting to you, Damo.
Mate.
Thanks for that.
Contact Damien Christoff at DamienChristoff.com. This is general advice only. Always seek your medical practitioner for all health issues.
Time to get to the family 133353 style. Josh Frydenberg, Friedenberg, depends how you want to say it.
Fryenberg.
I don't think it's either that one. Probably either the other two, however you like to go about
it. Treasurer.
Anyway, he's in the middle of an interview with Tracy Grimshaw, A Current Affair. We're going to have a listen to it. Have a listen.
And so the schools will be closing. Treasurer, I have to go, Trace, because it's a division.
Oh.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. I had so many other questions, but bye. I understand you have to go.
Will you tell her that I can come back?
Oh, good.
Bill, it's a live interview, and
okay,
he's just down tools.
Hang on.
As you can see, we are fulfilling our hygiene requirements here, getting ready for the Treasurer to come back. We understand he is rushing back after that division.
She's whistling.
Oh, Bill.
Whistling Dixie.
Come on, Bill. He had to split.
I know. He did the bolt.
And this is what we're... Now, you've put this question together.
Yes, I have.
What is it, please?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, and the Rush Hour family. When did you have to bolt unusual?
Well, the only time I can think of... was playing cricket in India, and you know what comes with playing cricket in India. You can get an upset tummy.
Dodgy.
Anyway, we're playing a game in Bangalore, and Mike Valletta, do you remember Mike Valletta? Played a bit of cricket for Australia. It was the opening batsman and keeper on this occasion. Mm. So we're an appeal. I reckon I was at backward point, I remember, because I was side on and watched him, and I'm not sure how close it was. It wasn't one of those savagely big appeals. Yeah. It was just an appeal. He has proceeded to go up like I've never seen a man go up before, and then come charging towards the batsman, and I'm thinking, steady on, Wag. Waggy Valletta, he was known as steady on, Wag. It's not that bloody close. He runs past the batsman, past the bowler, past the umpire, and splits.
It's weird.
Not out, by the way.
No, not out.
And the keeper's just run off the ground. Gloves going everywhere, and he's seriously like a steeplechaser just buggering off, and we didn't see him for 5 minutes.
So they did the
bolt unusual.
The game stopped.
The game stopped.
Because he's a keeper.
We didn't have a keeper.
Wow.
He didn't tell anyone what he was doing either. He just sprinted off the ground.
Mate, that is the bolt.
That's doing the bolt
it
unusual.
Is. Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
133353.
That's the number, Bill. And we have got some of the world's great prizes, Bartholomew.
The tailor-made home putting kit, which includes the tailor-made truss putter. It's a great putter.
Yeah, we're down one of their munions, by the way.
9-foot putting mat. And the two response golf balls, thanks to tailormadegolf.com.au. And a $100 voucher at the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
All right.
How good.
Have you done the bolt unusual? If you have, ring us 133353. So Josh Frydenberg has to split. He's in the middle of an interview with Tracy Grimshaw on a current affair. He's got to go. He's got important business. Fat sees it and goes, when did you have to do the Bolt? Unusual.
Exactly.
That was his phone topic.
I love it, Jim. Yeah, exactly.
Matt's in Boronia, Bill.
Hello, Matty boy.
How you going, fellas?
Good, mate. When did you have to do the Bolt?
Oh, it's a bit of a story, but I had a girl. Me and a girl were going out on a date, and I had to quickly stop at Costco, and whatever I had the night before was going straight through me.
Oh, no.
So I quickly ran to the Costco toilets.
Yeah.
It turns out they were full, and there was a shopping centre across the road. So I ran over the shopping centre, and I was taking me a good old time and had to text her and say, sorry, I think tonight's off. You'll just have to wait for Costco for me to come back, and I'll take you back home.
Oh. You had to abandon the date.
And how did it...
Yeah.
The date. And how did it end up?
Oh, how do you think? Not very well.
I love it. Stay there, Matty. Yeah. Paul Mornington. Hello, Paulie.
How you going?
When'd you have to do the Bolt? Unusual.
I was in a shed at the bar at the nightclub, and I'd had a fair few too many, and I might have had to hold the mouth and do the Harold Holt to the front door so I could have a puff.
No, Bill.
It wasn't too much the shout, Paul, was it? And you had to get out of there?
Billy, you would know this drink. It was called Chartreuse.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
It's nice.
Pete Bayswater. Hello, Pete.
Oh, hello.
Pete, you got us?
What do you got on there?
Yeah, mate. G'day, mate. Yeah. We were shop fitting in Adelaide.
Right. Yeah.
And we've been there 9 days. We're probably a couple of days off finishing out.
Yeah.
And get a phone call in the Arvo. It's been bought by the opposition, and that shop's no longer required. Pack up, lock up, get out.
Immediately?
Yep.
Jeez.
Did you take any of your gear, or you just left it all there?
Nah, we took all our gear. We needed that for work, mate.
They needed that for work, Bill.
No, I mean the shop fittings, the boards.
No, mate, no. We just left it as is. We were just told the boys just they didn't require the shop anymore to go.
All right.
Now the cash went into your account, though, Pete, I trust.
Mate, we all got paid.
Well, that's good. That's what you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's not a bad Bolt.
He had to do the Bolt.
He did, Bill.
Yeah.
But luckily he didn't take any of the boards.
The boards and things, Jim, that you have as a shop fitter.
Andrew in Roeville, Andy.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I was out work the other week doing some lighting in the store.
Yeah.
And working away. I had to turn the lights off so I could change a few lights so you don't get that there. And lo and behold, shit, I've got to go. Oh, I had to bowl out of the store and leave them all in the dark.
Oh,
in the dark. Get to the toilet.
Bill,
he left them in
the dark.
That is being left in the dark.
Come on. He had to go.
Sometimes you've got to go.
Well, that's it, Bill. That's against the Bolt.
They're the Bolt.
Yeah. Well, I know some of the best prizes you've ever seen assembled on radio, rabbits.
Tailor-made a home putting kit. How good is this?
You get a
putter, a 9-foot putting mat, and the brand-new Tour Response golf balls to putt with.
I think we might need to just go one light on them.
Maybe two light.
TaylorMadeGolf.com.au. And
take
also,
one of them home.
$100 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher when it reopens.
That's a good one. Pete there. I like Pete from Bayswater,
Pete. Yeah, like
who had to do the Bolt over there in Adelaide.
That's it. He was shop fitting and had to leave the boards.
What fancies you there, Pete?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Pete, we're going to send you the TaylorMade home putting kit, mate. You can get the TaylorMade truss putter plus a 9-foot putting mat to practice with at home.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, what did Billy say?
No, you just asked the same question I've asked for 10 years. What does he ever say?
God help me. He said something.
I said, what fancies you there?
I love it. Brilliant. And Andrew Roeville, he gets the St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher. Andrew, he had to turn the lights off.
Well, he left him in the dark.
He left him in the dark.
Well done, Drewy.
$100 to St. Andrews Beach Brewery, mate.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, boys.
You love that. When it's reopening, mate, get down there. It's one of the great places.
Because you know what will happen, Jim, when we do reopen pubs and St. Andrews and all that?
We need to support them.
Oh, exactly. It'll be like after the war. Everyone will come out. They'll dance in the street.
Yes, Bill.
We'll be having fun. We'll be drinking and punting and just enjoying ourselves.
Oh, there we are.
Right.
That was good.
That's it, Bill.
Are we still on? We are. And you've got a joke coming up next.
Oh, yes, please.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Billy Brownless and James Brayshaw.
Hey, Wayne Carey on tomorrow and Jordan Lewis from Fox Footy. We're going to chat to Louie as well.
Fluffy duck.
Mm.
Oh, he's had the feathers and the eyebrows. Oh, he's had everything done.
He's taken the mosh tablets. And they've turned him into the werewolf of South Melbourne.
Hey, Jim. Yes. Also, I see there's a bit of an argument, argy-bargy, going on with the players and the AFL headquarters?
Yeah, so the players have said that they'll take a 50% pay cut. The AFL are apparently not happy with that. I'm hearing they're wanting up to 75%. Yeah. I think we just got to be careful with the playing group, to be honest, Bill, because we know that the competition has been postponed, but yeah. they've got to continue to work.
They do.
I know this with my own nephews, and you know it with your son.
Yep.
Even though, you know, Oski's at Geelong, and obviously Angus and Andrew, et cetera, are at their clubs, they've still got to maintain a program. The AFL want them to come back in a month's time and actually resume training. That's so right. they're still technically at work.
Yeah.
So you can't say take a 75% pay cut but keep working.
That's a
I
lot.
I don't think that's quite going to work.
That's a lot for some of those high-paid players, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
What happens is the AFL distributes a large amount of money to all the clubs and the clubs then pay the players. So you could argue that the players are technically paid by the AFL anyway, which is why this case is different to Chris Scott, who was paid by Geelong.
What about that? Chris Scott has taken a 100% pay cut.
He's a very good citizen, Chris
Scott. Well, as he said, my assistant coaches are being stood down without pay. So I'm out with them. But he's still going to be at the club.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about young men, Bill, who have got financial commitments.
Yes.
You know, they've got rent or mortgages or whatever. Yeah. If they've borrowed money to buy a house because they're on three-year contracts where they're guaranteed to earn playing for North Melbourne or Geelong or whatever. So I get that 75% of that leaves them in a dirty big hole. Mm. So I think it's fair enough that they're saying, well, let's just talk through this properly.
50, half.
And I think that's what they're doing.
All right. Hey, also, Jim, with this social media world that we live in today, there's a new podcast, a lot of podcasts, but this is very, very popular. It's called the Triple M Punters Club.
I see.
And it's my good self.
Oh, no. So I won't be that popular.
Tom Beers. Beersy, you know, out here, sits near the printer.
No.
That bloke. No, you don't. And Ethan, that comes in and moves that screen every day.
Right. Well, the three of you are putting something out.
And it's all to do with horse racing and punting and betting on the footy. Right. Well, you wouldn't believe it. We kicked it off last Thursday.
Yes.
And I had a horse running on Friday, which might have saluted. Race 8, the last, so you might have a couple of frothies by then.
Yeah.
Number 6, Cash Affair,
Cash Affair,
will be storming home. Here comes Cash, bang, gets the cash.
Cash Affair, Jazz Star's getting close. Cash Affair, just the leader. Jazz Star dies. Cash Affair, I think, just beat Jazz Star.
Of course, Race 7, number 11, down the bottom, only 54, I think, kilos.
Yep.
Craig Williams on board. She's a star, so I'm going with Loving Gabby.
Loving Gabby in front. She's holding Geetra. She wins the big double, the Manicato and the William Reid Stakes. That's a great performance.
That was last Friday night at Moonee Valley, Jim. Two winners there out of two tips.
Bill.
What?
I have known you for 20-plus years, which is way too long.
Mm.
And in that time, you've spoken punting with me for all of that time, and I don't punt at all.
No.
And I reckon you've got between 90 and 95% of them wrong.
Yeah.
So that is a stone-cold miracle that you got two right in the same podcast.
So there's 5% chance. And guess what? It happened last week, Jim. But it's called the Triple M Punters Club.
Got
it's
it.
On again this week. Have a listen to it. It's a bit of fun, and we might get you a winner.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
Now, anything remotely going to make people giggle? Because last night was appalling.
I didn't like the voodoo doll.
No, it was horrible.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
A quick one here, because it's been a mighty show. You wouldn't believe this, Jim, but my wife left me because I'm insecure. Oh, hang on. No, wait. She's back. She just went to get a coffee.
Oh, no. What is that? What, honestly. I mean, this is at a time when our city needs to be uplifted. Like they want something remotely humorous. Yeah, you know, like the two nuns riding through Rome. Oh, I've never come this way. Must be the cobblestone. They need something like that, Bill. They need something like that to lift them up.
Jim, I can't
Not
tell
that
it.
Crap.
I can't tell that
what
joke.
What is that?
Well, mine's clean.
Bill, you told that. I just repeated one of your jokes.
Yeah, but the kid's in the car.
Come on, fat. We anyway. Must have better jokes.
All right, then. We'll see if that goes to air.
Cobblestone.
It must be them, Jim. I'm going to have a chat to you after this. Oh, good show again. Are we back tomorrow?
You better smarten up, Ricky.